Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's December, Neil. I bet your happy November is over.
November's a strange month, you know. It's got that dreaded 11 in it that I have my own personal feelings about. I mean, I love November. I love the time of the year, but my God, November, the 11 is such a mysterious number, and it holds so much potential controversy and conflict, and sometimes even darkness. If you really investigate, I mean, you could find in any month tragic events, but November is a very odd month, and I've had to go through one client has suffered a suicide in her family. I've got tons of clients that are having just major problems right now. It's always bombarded by November.
But it's over now, so hopefully we're going to get a little clearance here, Neil. We have several callers in the queue. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, callers. We are going to be getting to your calls momentarily. If you're a first-time caller to the show, we do talk for about 10 to 15 minutes prior to taking our calls. But everybody in the queue is going to be getting a reading, and I want to let everybody know how to stay connected with us. Of course, you can follow our show schedule here, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can do that by clicking on the follow button under Neil Baker Psychic Hour, our profile name. Also, our friend page on Facebook is linked under that profile name, and you can click on that link as well as the Twitter link to follow us. And there is a fan page, which you can find us on Neil Baker Psychic as well. So there are a few places you can reach out to us. Neil's books, of course, are available on Amazon.com and any retailer online, Barnes & Noble, Author House, which is where he published his books. And that link is also under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. But today, Neil, we're going to be talking a little bit about the immediacy of answers in a reading. Hopefully we won't get anybody hanging up after this. But, you know, oftentimes when people call the show, when people contact you for personal readings, there's an urgency in desiring an answer that's either yes or no. And giving a psychic answer is sometimes a little bit more complicated than just a simple yes or no, depending on the extenuating circumstances surrounding the topic. So I wanted you to speak a little bit about that today, elaborate on that, because, anybody can give an intuitive answer. Psychics are going to be more able to see the future, I think, clearly, but it's not always so cut and dry.
No, it isn't. I'm always happy when I get a yes or no, true or false response from the universe when I'm dealing with a client. I would rather have everything that simplistic. I wish it were. I would say maybe about 40-50% of the questions that I'm asked or the energies that I'm compelled to deal with have an immediacy of an answer. See, the yes or no, go here, go there, do this, do that kind of thing. It won't happen. It will happen. But now that's 50%. What happens to the dark side of the moon? Well, you don't. Things are there, but you can't really necessarily see them. You have to, it's kind of the metaphor, you have to feel your way through the dark. And some people come in with a kind of condition of karma in their lives to where a lot of their lives are part of that metaphorical dark side of the moon, and you just can't immediately grab for something and get an immediate answer. Well, I want to know right now. Well, you're a psychic. You either know or you don't know. You see it or you don't see it. It's not always that simple, because there's a kind of content in karma that doesn't have that kind of simplicity and directness and just yes or no, black and white. There's this ambiguity that occurs when we come into the planet sometimes that we bring with us, where there's indecision, there's a karmic, you know, some of us are karmically tried, and so we're being tested more than others. If you look around you at the people around you, you'll say, you know, that guy, he gets everything he wants. Me, I have to go through all these tests and the severity of conflicts. And
we talked about that a little bit on the last show, people that come into the earth with less karma, but go ahead.
Yeah, and when that comes in, you know, it's not everything so simplistic. So what it puts me in a position of being as a psychic is, you know, people say, well, can't you just see it? And I'm saying, yes, I do see it. I see that there's going to be a test and trial. It's going to take a while. Now, I've heard a lot of psychics say...
All right. A test and a trial.
A test and
a trial.
It's going
to take a while.
It's going to take a while, yeah. And Dr. Seuss inside of me.
I guess.
I've heard psychics say, you know, well, wait until February. It will clear up then, or mm-hmm. give it a month, or I don't see this coming in. So psychics do... Many psychics do follow a pattern, but why is that? Why can't we get an immediacy of an answer? Because number one, you may still be in your karma, directly in your karma. You're not even out of it yet. Or two, you've moved at a certain age past your karma, but it still trails you as controlling themes throughout your life, even as you find yourself transcending through time. So oftentimes there's a certain energy field. Now, if one of our chakras is clogged, that can be through an immediate circumstance. We can suddenly have a clogged chakra. You know, you can have great plumbing in your home. You can even have the plumber come 2 weeks ago to clear your drains. But if you stuff stuff down there, you can cause a clog. Well, if you stuff things in your life that is the debris of karma, the debris of negative energy, you can have an immediate clog, and it can take time to unclog that, considering that you should have already learned that lesson. How many of us repeat the same errors in a life, and we really know better, but we keep falling back into either bouts of despair, depression, or we keep returning to people that are not healthy for us, or we keep having fears that are irrational and it stops us. We give up too fast. These are things that produce a certain karma. And once they light up again, it takes time. You know, another metaphor is like, you know, let's say you're driving in a car and you see somebody... You're driving like 40 miles an hour and you see somebody suddenly jump in front of the street a couple hundred yards ahead of you, and you slam on your brakes and someone says, stop. And you go, I already put my brakes on. You know, the momentum of the car has to meet the accuracy of the brake level, and then we'll come to a stop. Well, that's sometimes what it is in life. You can say, but I have changed. But that slowing down process to where it finally grinds to a halt is what happens post-breakage zone. So that's why it's sometimes hard to just say to somebody, well, you know, it's going to happen Monday. Oh, yeah, that's a good decision. I say go here or go there, because so many things are tied to different elements of karma. And a good reader will be able to look at every sentence and every channel to see where that karma is most intense and how it affects the time zone.
Well, good, Neil. That's helpful, I think, to our listeners, because I can't tell you, before I met you, of course, I did talk to a few other psychics, and there are psychics that gave answers that were immediate, but they were also wrong. So, you know, it may feel good at the moment to get an answer, but it's not always accurate, and you really do have to weigh the circumstances surrounding it, especially if it's a complicated issue.
Yeah, that's true. Oftentimes, what I get into a creative read to where I'll work with a client, and together as a team, we start to create a time zone and work with it and bring in guides and angels, as well as the person's own progress in their karmic state, to where we might be able to create a new door or instantaneous change in life. That's always something that I do in terms of creative reading. Psychics, we're geared to think it. Psychics just read the future, or they just read the past. But a good psychic can actually get in there and manipulate, if you will, the elements of energy in such a way that changes occur spontaneously. And that's what I like to do, given the fact that we have a moral and ethical code that we have to follow, of course, and then that we're in good rapport with our angels and guides, so that we as readers don't do anything inappropriate in order to change the events in a person's life, you know, because that can be done too if a reader isn't accurate in their ethical standards.
Right, and our own actions can also change the course of our future. So, keeping ourselves clean and on the straight and narrow, if we want a certain result, is important.
Yeah.
Rather than disrupting an energy
that can occur. You know,
we're going to get to our callers in just a moment.
I have found, we're just about ready to wrap up, I have found that some of the biggest enemies of a person's path towards enlightenment is the very facts of frustration, depression, despair, lack of faith. Those things are kind of fed on the events because, you know, things aren't happening,
right.
They thought they're going to happen, and then they don't happen, and a person falls into despair or disgust. And then that energy becomes the obstacle.
Self-sabotage is what it is.
It's a difficult, faith is a difficult issue, but you should be steadfast in your faith. No matter what goes on, try to avoid falling into despair.
Okay, part of the test of being a human being. Okay, Neil, we've got several callers in the queue, so we're going to just get right to our first. We have a call from area code 419. Good morning, 419.
Hello.
Hi. And I just want to let everybody know that's in the queue. You're going to be getting a reading, so just hang on. We're getting one of you. Who's this, please?
My name is Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
I'm so shocked I got through.
Really?
Yes.
You were first in line, so... You did well.
And I called in later, so that's awesome. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I'm the first-time caller.
Oh, great. Well, we're glad to have you, Dorothy. And where are you calling from, and what is your birth date, please?
Ohio, and it's March 28th, 1951.
Great. 1951. And what is your question? How did you find our show, et cetera, et cetera?
You know, I listened to Blog Talk at night and decided to look today and came across your name and just decided to call. I don't have anything in particular. I'm open to what
something general.
Spirit leads
right.
you.
Okay.
Whatever spirit leads to you to tell me that I need to know.
All right. Well, we've got your answer.
Well, you're... Dorothy, caller.
Pardon me.
You're a first-time caller. A lot of my interpretation and evaluation and looking at a human being's life is through the mechanism of the scientology. Now, in numerology, we get a certain birth date, a certain master number, and you're indeed composed of a compounded energy, which means that your master number is the number 2. But it's derived from a 29, and we reduce that by adding the two numbers together, 2 plus 9. So 29 equals 11 equals 2. Now, this usually reveals to me that A lot of times, people who are in this category, they have trouble in relationships. They've gone through a divorce. They might have collected children in that scheme of things. Or is that true for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, I have been divorced.
Yeah. And you have two children?
I do. I've been married for 26 years, I guess it is. And we have five children between us.
Five children between you. So when you say two, you're saying, two's included in the count, but we have five.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Are there two of one sex and three of the other? How does it work?
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Two girls and three boys. And I have the two girls.
Two girls, and you have the two girls, and he has the three boys. So when I say two children, first of all, I'm getting a divorce, yes. Then I'm getting two children, which you have, and then the three he has. And there's so what you gathered in this journey with this man, Dorothy, is that he was past life. And the concept of that past life was such that the two of you, whatever you created in that past life, you see, it brought up in this chapter that you were going to have to get married to him and have children to work out whatever the karma was that you left with in that previous lifetime. Probably inevitably there was going to be a divorce, but that too was part of the content of the karma as you two arranged it in the former lifetime. And there might have been some indiscretion and some hurt feelings in the course of the divorce, as opposed to it being just a mutual consent. It might have settled into a mutual consent, but there might have been some rude behavior along the way that was not part of the marriage proposal.
Right.
True? Yeah.
Yes.
Because some people, they just feel that, we're done, we're over, let's split. But then others will say, before we come to that conclusion, I've cheated, I've done this, I've done that, and then it becomes embittered, and we have a more difficult process of separation. You come from an area, Dorothy, of an intense heart. You have an intense emotional heart, and you're very feeling, you're very emotional. Your heart was broken in a past life, so therefore you're coming in with a very vulnerable heart, a very feeling, giving heart, but one that's prone to get hurt a lot. So that becomes part of your journey, but not the end of your journey. You have a nice feel. There's a nice creative energy about you. So creativity on some part of your life breath becomes part of what you can do both in a domestic, just at a home sense of the word, as much as you can branch it into a more of a job opportunity, administrative opportunity, artistic opportunity that is business oriented. So there's a process by which you can accommodate your creative skills in such a way that you attain monetary value for it. Is that true?
I think so. I'm not an artist or anything.
Well, what I mean by artist, I said administrative energy. Have you ever been a manager in any capacity?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's what I'm picking up about you, Dorothy. So that management skill you have, there's a certain art to that. Walt Disney was not the artist. Walt Disney was considered the artist, but he was really the manager of his empire. He created artists around him. He said, I was like a bee, and I would go from flower to flower and inspire and instruct, but I really wasn't the artist. So there's a certain management skill in what you do, Dorothy, that I think is very appropriate to the energy. Now, you're 63 years old, but that means that you've got a lot of life left. You have a strong energy going on. That heart energy, what's going to happen is that there's going to be a settlement of some kind. Now, that has to do with land and earth. So we have to look, we don't have time today, but we would have to look more at the property value of your life, the home energy of your life, because there's going to be some...
Okay. We're going to, I want to, I'm a partner in a business and I want to sell my portion.
Yeah. Okay. That's based, see, that's the basis of the energy of, what?
I just said, there you go. I can't believe that.
That's the basis of the energy of your homebound energy, because the business is a karmic situation. You're selling the business and how that moves. And while I don't have time to get into it, because we've got a long list of callers, and we're trying to limit these to 5 minutes a call, but we're getting a good doorway. We're walking through the doorway of reading you, and so that's
cool.
A good indication that, you know, you call back on the show, or you can call me personally, going into a further deeper reading as to how to approach this topic, or you know what, Dorothy, you just can take it step by step and apply. You know, psychics help guide you. They might be able to tell you something about the future, about how to direct you, but I have to also inform you, you can do all this on your own. It's just what your way your curiosity serves you and how much you want to know.
Right.
But I hope
all right.
That's the beginning for you.
It's very good. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you and happy holidays to both of you.
Thank you, Dorothy. Thank you so much.
Thank
and Dorothy, follow our show right here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on that follow button under the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. And you can reach Neil directly at 562-596-7818. So we've got about, first of all, I want to let 661 area code know. I believe that they're a Skype caller. If you'd like to speak with us, please press 1 on your handset or raise your hand in Skype. We've got about 38 minutes left, 3, possibly 4 callers, because I don't know if this Skype caller is going to want to speak with us. So, you know, we have a little more room today to work with people, which is nice. Okay, 816 is next, then 203, then 480, and then possibly 661. If 661 raises their hand. Good morning, 816.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Raimi.
Hi, Raimi. How do you spell your name?
R-A-M-I-E.
Okay. That's what I thought, so that's good. What state are you calling from, or city, and what's your birth date, Raimi?
Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri. And my birth date is July 24th.
I'm sorry, what year?
She fell. Dropped. Sounds like she dropped because she said 9.
Uh-oh, yeah, she did drop. Okay. 816.
Well, that's what you get for living in Kansas.
You mentioned Kansas.
We had Dorothy. We had Dorothy, the first caller.
That's right. And then
we have Raimi. We put Raimi and Dorothy together. I think a tornado just...
That was really strange.
...caught Raimi up into the...
Huh. Okay.
Well, Kansas City... Going to Kansas City.
Okay, well, Raimi, we're waiting for your call back. Right while we were doing that, we're going to get to our 203 caller. That was very odd. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Ebony.
And Ebony, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut. And my birthday is July 30th, a couple days after Raimi.
Yes. Amy, who we've lost. What, Ebony, is the year that you're born, please?
1978.
Alrighty. Okay, what brings you to the show, Ebony?
This is actually my first time. I'm like one of your callers where I jumped on Blog Talk Radio and came across your blog. So this is my first time. And I've in the past week or so, I've been seeing my mother's birthday. She's deceased, but I've been seeing it everywhere. It is 8/31. And one time, just yesterday, I just so happened to look at the time and it was 8/31. So I'm wondering, is she just saying hello? Is she trying to tell me anything?
Okay, Ebony. And I just wanted to say to Raimi, who we have back, we're going to be getting to in just a moment. We know that you dropped, so we had to go on to another caller. All right. Neil, what are you laughing at, Neil? Neil's grinning.
Name Raimi, I was just thinking about the Wizard of Oz that she just landed.
Oh, yeah, Kansas City. And then, yeah. Okay.
Well, Ebony, Well, you know, what year was your mom born?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the year.
That's okay. Here's the thing. You're getting a message from her. Now, I could have just said, well, it's just coincidence, you know, the birth dates, the numbers. We don't know. Everything that is not always attached to some kind of psychic phenomena. But okay. In this case, this is. Now, the thing about your month and your mom's month is that you're a 7 and she's an 8 in the month. That's the year you're born. Now, that alone starts telling me there's going to be a vibration. Also, your days are interchangeable. Your 3 to her 1 is 31. Her 3 to year 0 is 30. Your days are interchangeable. So she has a certain link with you that even stays embedded within after she crosses over. Now, of course, we can retain the memory of somebody to such an extent that we can manifest coincidences or feel that they're around us. And indeed, people who cross over in spirit can be around us. But to literally say that someone is there trying to contact you is a whole different matter. Your mother is. Now, I want to ask you something. You had a change in your life, Ebony, last year when you were 35, was there any dramatic change, move, event that occurred throughout that whole year of 35?
Ebony, are you there? We lost her.
We're having
a problem with the phone lines. I wonder if this is a Blog Talk video. Gosh, this is really bizarre. Oh.
Well, we got that. What a cliffhanger! Okay, so
all right,
left
this
with
is
Ebony.
Interesting. Okay, we're
piece by piece. We're going to put together one reading during
okay,
the show.
Okay, let's bring Raimi on 816.
Hello.
Wait, Ebony.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi there. Okay, Ebony.
Hi.
Back.
Yeah, actually, my line dropped for some reason. I called right back. So.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
So where did you leave off, Emmy? What was the last thing you heard?
You said something about her being embedded in me, even though she's crossed over, and then that was it.
Oh, that was it. Well,
okay.
Yeah, because your mother is trying to converse with you. That's what I'm determining that
okay.
Right now. I'm talking about.
Okay.
Did you hear about the 7, the 8, and the 30, 31?
I did, yeah. And I've always known that as well.
Okay, so you know it. Great. Now, when you were 35, any dramatic changes in your life then? Any
oh,
move?
Oh, yeah. I took a leap of faith and followed my passion. She was a cosmetologist, and I was too, but I also have all these degrees, and I was holding on to them, but that really wasn't my passion, so it was. It took a lot for me to do that full time, and I did. Literally, I left my job that I was there for like 8 years. I think like the last day of December, the last
See,
day in a
your
month.
Your master,
of December.
Ebony, your master number is 8. You were there for 8 years. Your karma changes at 35. You made the change then, so all of a sudden we're starting to demystify your code of your birth date and as we connect it to events in your life, because the code in your birth date is actually a message of energy that turns into actions that can be now transformed into statements that are true. So you're following through that energy. Now, where was there ever a cat around you? Cats or a cat?
When I was younger, I had a cat by the name of Chazaray that I loved dearly, but one day I came home and I found her dead underneath the bed.
Yeah. Well, now what's happening is your mother is giving me indications that she's been visiting you in the dream world. So in the dream world, you're astrally projecting. Some of this you'll be aware of, some of it you won't be aware of. And as you're pulled out of your body in the astral realm, your soul is pulled out of your body, your astral body. Your mom's been talking to you. You come back into the body upon waking up, and the memory of all this is going to be very vague, if at all. And then there's been manifestations of energy that your mom's trying to reach out towards you about. So there's something that your mom crossed over, and there's something undone about your life that she feels compelled to stay attached to. So we're getting into this, we're getting more and deeper into the dialogue that I'm trying to use as a mediator between what your mom's trying to tell you and getting it to your ears and trying to actually feel where what the real true statement is. Now, let me ask you something, Ebony. What in relation do you have in relation to France or the French language? First of all, I want to ask you that question.
That's interesting. The salon that I opened is a French name, but it's a combination of her name. It's Delou Couture, which is a French, Delou in itself is a French word, but it's the first two letters of her first name and her middle name, Delou.
Well, okay. Well, you see, she gave me that information as part of the transformation of energy to language, and she's giving me that to give you a heads up that she's here. If there's nothing I would know about that. So it's coming in through her to me, her way of waving a flag by saying, Ebony, I'm here, and I'm going to send a vibration to Neil. He'll translate it, and it will be the beginning of a discussion. So
okay.
That discussion, I don't know yet what she's talking about. Are you planning to take any plane trips or flights soon?
No.
No?
No.
Who was the person that traveled a lot on a plane? Or did you ever travel on a plane with your mom? Did you ever even go to Hawaii or anywhere?
No, I've never been out of the U.S. I've never traveled a lot within the U.S. I have an uncle who is my mother's oldest brother, who was in Connecticut, but he, his job required him to move to California. So he comes back and forth on the plane every so often to see his daughter.
Okay, so now I'm moving, now I'm getting that element starting to sort of come in a little bit as part of the continuation of our story. I'm not going to be able to finish this for you, Ebony, on a radio show. But we're starting to... You're asking me, is there a message or is there something to this zone of me connecting to my mother because I'm seeing these dates and everything? The answer is yes. Your mother's an active soul spirit on the other side trying to converse with you. I don't feel there's anything that dramatically urgent, but the conversation is that she is here and she would like to speak to you more at length. But if it doesn't go beyond this, I would encourage you to talk to her like she is there. You'll get a vibe. You may even get a feeling in your mind about how she's responding to you. Sometimes the answer that she gives you will come out of your own mouth as you're talking out loud. That's one way. It might be that you could interpret it more deeply in dreams and try to retain that energy. Prepare yourself before you go into the dream world at night, that you want to connect to your mother. That might be an avenue through which you can do it. Or you can, you know, talk to your favorite popular guide or spirit or reader or psychic, and they're connected and they know what they're doing, they can help you. Or you just appreciate that your mom's around and, you know, and appreciate that she's hanging out with you.
Okay, Ebony.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Ebony can reach Neil at 562-596-7818. She can also join us right here on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, on Twitter, and she can find Neil's books on Amazon.com. Okay, we're bringing Rainey back, and then actually we dropped somebody, so we have 816 Rainey and then 480, and then we've got someone hanging out from 661, so I don't know what's going on with that. Notified me they want to speak with us. So, Rainey is back. Hi.
Hi.
So you had dropped. We're having a problem with drops today, so we apologize
okay.
for that.
Well, I didn't know. But here's my...
You're here. birth year? Because that's where we left off, first of all. Let's get that so we can get your...
49. 49.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I have so much to do, and I want to make a difference in this world. And I'll start with the community. But I have a huge challenge block towards abundance or money. And I was just wondering if you could see where my block is and what can I do? Do I need not to focus on money? I don't know.
Well, we all need to survive, that's for sure. So,
Yes.
Well, here's, you know, the thing about your money situation, Raimi, you're a 36 equals 9 in master number. Now,
yes.
The element of 8 can help us. When we have an 8 in our number system, it can help us with money. Your 8 is lacking. But here's the thing, and you've got to understand my language. In your previous lifetime, you're in this lifetime, you're a 36 equals 9. That's simple numerical value. In your previous lifetime, you were 35 equals 8. You made money in your previous lifetime. There was money galore. And what happened, that area, well, you came back. You didn't transcend. You didn't die in your previous lifetime and go move forward into the astral realm. You got caught in the astral realm, and your soul said you've got to go back to the earth and go into the body again and do the rest of your work. So that's where that element came from. Now, I'm going to tell you something mystifying about your code. You're born in 49. Now, 49 subtracted from 214. Look at the year, 214, and put 49 under it. You have a 49 lined up again.
Oh.
Now, look at your first three numbers. 7 plus 2 is 9, and then the next number is 4. And just invert it, 49. You've got a 49, you're at the 49th parallel. That's a term. You're at the 49th parallel. And your master number is 9, so that means that, and you're 65, so you had your 7th cycle change at 63, which would have been a change, and now you're 2 years into your next multiple of 9, which will bring you to the 8th multiple of 9 at 72. Now, what we got to do is figure out why you're having problems with money. First of all, I'm determining that it has something to do with a past life. So I'd have to go deep into the past life, figure out what you did wrong. What was there any alcoholism in the family or drinking or drug problems?
Yes, sir. I started, my father and then I. And I'm no longer.
Well, I'm very honest. Now, listen, I thought the alcohol problem had to do with your father. So,
absolutely.
And right into your zone. Now, your dad is probably, I'm either picking up on the vibe itself and just reading you, or I'm also picking up on a message from your father. And literally,
he may
be here. And you know what happens, Raimi, is that, you know, we die, and then we leave our body, and then, lo and behold, we look at everything we did wrong. And now that we don't have the body connect to, we're ready to resign ourselves to getting clarity. And your father on the other side is saying, I need to give my daughter clarity for the mistakes I made and imposed upon her. So your father is trying to come to me to have me serve as a link to discuss with you ways that you can get through this karma that obviously is having holds on your monetary value system, your ability to make money and be creative. And it doesn't matter if you're 65. That has nothing to do with my way of thinking. You're not too old or anything. So,
No.
Yeah, good. So, and who's the teacher? Who did teaching in the family? Who is the, quote, teacher?
I am.
Are you a teacher?
I am,
Yeah. So you see, your father, now what literally do you teach?
I literally teach yoga and meditation and life coping skills.
Okay. So your father's, today, I'm giving your father an applause because he's the one telling me this. I'm just picking up on it.
Wow. Okay. You know, that's beautiful. Thank you. My father took his life. So this is wonderful. Thank you.
Well, you know, I just mentioned suicide on the air today. I have a client, and tragically, a young girl, 26, committed suicide. And I'm dealing, you know, I always have to deal with some form of suicide in November. So you're another
link
to that theme. And your father is trying to, I mean, I'm getting real clarity that your father's trying to resolve some issues, because suicide locks the soul into a certain astral dimension that can last quite a while.
Good to know. Thank you.
All right. Well, glad we were able to get you in, Raimi.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818. And we have a caller from 480.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this?
This is Shruti. I've called a couple of times before.
Yeah. Can we get your spelling of your name, please, Shruti?
Yes, it's S-H-R-U-T-I.
Yes, I remembered, I thought, but I wanted to make sure. And read your birth date again, please.
May 2068.
And what's your question? Where are you calling from, by the way? I forgot.
Arizona.
Arizona. 6, 7, 17, and 14. And what is your question, Shruti?
Either messages from the spirit or anything that's coming up, insights for next year.
Okay. Neil?
Well, messages from the spirit, you know, I don't recall. You had a change at 31 years old. There might have been a change in the relationship then, and then some kind of spiritual atmosphere around your life. Do you recall at 31 what's going on?
Nothing's popping up right now. Relationship, I was not involved in a relationship at that time.
She was or wasn't?
She was. You
I
were
was
involved
not.
In a relationship?
No, I was not.
You were
I was not.
Not
in a relationship. Yeah.
You were not involved in a relationship at the age of 31. Did anyone cross over? Was there any change or move or job change? I know it's difficult to suddenly, you know, compel you to go back there to try to figure out what you were doing, but sometimes it's readily available to a person's memory. But if you can't, okay, we're on it.
Think about the year, so 16.
It's 68.
1999. Yep. 99. Mainly like I had a break within my job, but then I got hired back to that same company.
Oh, that's okay.
There
because that's. You see, that now that tells me that's our big zone, and the job is the relationship. It's your job was your relationship. That's where the break was, where it occurred. Okay, so I've got that zone going on. You're 46 now. You're going to have a change at 48. So I want you to know that we've got a 2-year zone to get ready for that change. The change is going to be pretty spectacular. Because you're moving in your zone, you're moving from a 6 to an 8 in your year, so that brings up a rebirth. So there's a rebirth zone coming in. There's going to be a little bit of an eye problem that you'll have to go through. How is your eyesight now? Do you have any eye problems, glasses,
yeah,
anything?
Yeah, eye problems, actually, I just went through that back in August. I had some kind of swelling. The doctor could not figure out what it was. It felt like a pink eye, but it was not a pink eye. It lasted for over a month, you know, by the time everything was resolved and everything.
Well, you
that
see,
started August 1st of this
that
year.
Started August. That's that 8. That's that 8. Now you didn't call up and feed me information before the reading.
No.
I'm picking that up psychically. So that means I'm starting to read your zone. And I'm getting the eye thing, you validating it. It happened in August. It was like a pink eye, a swelling. The doctor couldn't quite understand what it was, but they treat it. They figure out. And then I'm coming in from a different angle. I'm coming in from an astral psychic angle and meeting up with the same validation, but I have my psychic interpretation about what's going on with that I problem, because I believe that probably, Shruti, it comes from a zone before this lifetime where there were problems with the I energy. Now, there might have been, you might have provoked some kind of accident towards someone's eye. You might have done something in there that might have, time just kind of been watered down, but it appears as eye problems in this lifetime. There could be other indications of it, because I do feel that in your home there's a slight mold problem. Now, I don't know. You're in Arizona, so usually Arizona, hot, dry, you know, there's not...
Yeah, it's pretty dry.
Hot and dry, but do you have in your home? Has there ever been any water damage that you're aware of?
This year, I'm in a rental, and this year there was the over the garage was leaking, and it took the landlord a while to get fixed. It took him almost 2 months before he got fixed. So
now, as a psychic, I'm going deeper into your home. I'm getting a feeling of a water energy that consequently had mold energy in it, and the water over the garage, the landlord didn't attend to it quick enough, and it just had enough time to formulate energy in the atmosphere that's affecting you. So I wanted to know about that. It's not a major thing, but it's there. You might want to get, I don't know, you know, you might want to address it to your landlord. I don't know what kind of rights you have there in Arizona, but... But that's there. I'm not suggesting you have to move out or anything. You might get you might have something checked in your house or your home or your apartment, that kind of thing. I'm also getting something about a ticket agency. So there's something about a ticket agency. Now, that may be traveling. That may be some kind of agency that may be somehow related to the kind of business you do. But there's something to do with the word ticket.
Okay, so I'm going out of town next week, but that's the only thing, nothing.
Yeah.
My work is not related to travel, but...
Okay, but you're going out of town. Where are you
retreat.
Where are you going out of town?
I'm going to Florida, actually, Naples, for a retreat.
That's it. So you have an airline ticket.
Yes.
Okay.
Coming up next
so
week.
The best I can do for you on the radio today is I'm going to put a blessing over that trip, that it's safe. This is no paranoia, just my
caution.
Just my icing on the cake that you have a wonderful, nice trip. Do you have a sister anywhere in life? Do you have a sister?
No, I do not.
I'm getting a female around you, and I thought it was a sister. Is there a friend like a sister? Is there a relative like a sister? Any sister type?
No. I mean, just regular friends, but nothing really close.
I don't know yet. What are you going to Florida for?
I'm going for a retreat, a spiritual retreat.
Oh, okay. You're going for a spiritual retreat. You're going to be meeting your past life sister there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And look, somewhere in life, wait around, but look for the name Francis or Francine.
Okay.
Okay. It will come up, not necessarily in Florida, but in Florida you're going to be meeting a past life sister. Let us know about it.
Okay, Shruti.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
562-596-7818 is Neil's number. And, you know, we're out of callers. I'm going to try to bring on the 661, but I'm assuming they're just listening. Just want to check in. Hi, are you there, caller? I think they're just listening. Okay. You know, we're out of callers, Neil.
We're out of callers.
Well, that's a rarity. We've got 10 minutes left. Anything you wanted to do with the end of our show?
Well, I guess we can go back. You know, if somebody calls in, we can collect some more reading. But we can talk about, you know, I would have brought back, you know, well, Shruti, she doesn't have a past life sister, but... I mean, she doesn't have a sister.
sister.
The sister. She has a past life sister, but not a present life sister, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes we meet those people, especially when we go to retreats. Retreat, when we say retreat, what's the root word? Re.
Re.
Meaning what?
What? Meaning going back again, return, re.
Yeah.
It's a repetition.
Yeah.
Energy. I don't know, you know, I'm so bad at defining,
well,
you know, giving a dictionary definition of a word, but
the thing about a retreat is it's going back to be treated.
Again, it means actually, it's interesting. Again and again and again to indicate repetition,
yeah,
which is essentially what I said. But.
So, you see, when I talk about a sister and she goes, no, I don't have a sister, but I'm going to a retreat, she's actually going back to a corridor of time in that. You know, it seems like she's walking into the future because it hasn't occurred yet, but she's going there. But actually, she's walking into the future to revisit the past. And in that past life zone, she's going to be meeting soul-wise a sister from a past life. So she's going to be treated to that. And that very word, retreat, means to go back to be treated. Now, treatment can be a treat, like trick-or-treat, like a gift, but it could also be a treatment. A reconditioning of the body, soul, and mind. So retreat, when you really think of those words and you take them apart and you look at their compounded fractions of definitions.
Factions.
I'm talking about fractions because I'm talking about numbers.
Okay.
The element of those numbers, one on top of another. You see, what she has, what's interesting, she says she's born in May 20th, 1968. Well, 5 and 2 is a 7. That's her month and day. That's a 7 put together. And just imagine that being neatly tucked between the 6 and the 8 of her year. So I know that she's not on the air right now, but we're using her birth date where others can listen to this.
No, she's there. She's on.
She's on.
She's listening.
Well,
uh-huh.
that element of that 7 in her day and month, which means a 7 because it's 5 and 2, that picture that being treated right there between the 6 and 8 of her year. Now we have a sequence, 6, 7, 8. So I believe she's on a pathway of enlightenment. So I think that's where this Florida energy retreat is. You know, in Florida, it's funny because Florida's been coming up a lot in our lives in terms of some of the clients we deal with. Florida is a busy state, I tell you.
Well, it's a big state.
It's
yeah.
a big state, and it seems to be where a lot of people go for so-called all kinds of retreat, be they clean or otherwise. But there certainly is a busy state so far in the month of November for us.
Yeah, no kidding.
With the clients we've had. But we were talking about the immediacy of an answer.
Right.
And I guess the readings today have demonstrated that there is some form of immediacy. There's always some form of immediacy. But the harder journey that we have to take in life is that we just didn't come down here to get immediate answers. Not everything is fast food. And spirituality is not a fast food thing where people eagerly call up and they go, well, I want to know. Just tell me, is my boyfriend coming? Or did I get the job? Or when am I moving? Where am I moving? I want to know right now. Just, you know, you're the psychic, and if you don't tell me, I'll call somebody else. My time is precious to me. And if that's the way you look at existence, or a person looks at existence, God forbid, that because you're going to have to answer for that immediacy when you go before a higher element of energy upon leaving the body, because you're not going to be able to look at your clock and tap the face of the clock and go, you know, I'm a busy person. I need answers right now. The answers may bring you right back down to earth to discover that sometimes life is a slow process of discovery and retribution and the reconstitution of your soul and spirit. It's not always a long process. For some people, it's a lifetime of energy.
Yeah.
This poet, Mark Strand, just died, and he was an atheist, but he spent his entire life searching for a meaning. You know, he's existentialist, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But he spent his whole lifetime searching for a meaning, even though he didn't believe in God and didn't have any proof of God. But here's a man who spent his whole lifetime doing such, doing such energy. So So anyways, we're out of time, I guess. And
yeah, I think we're out of time, and we're getting that signal here. So we're going to wrap up a little bit early today, Neil. And we thank our callers. We are back on air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. See you then.